FishbowlRadio.com, broadcasting 24/7 with over 100 diverse radio shows. Now is the time to take advantage of the growth potential of internet radio advertising with FishbowlRadio.com. Call 817-633-8440 and jump in.
Project invites you to the annual Natural Hair Parade and Festival, hosted by Sam Putney, featuring Dallas's own Grand Marshal Erica Baidu, starting at MLK and Lamar Saturday, September the 6th at 10 a.m. For more information, call Naturally Isis at 214-329-3820. IsisProject.co. That's Naturally Isis at 214-329-3820.
Don't use your personal credit to finance your business. Let the experts at 365 Corporate Solutions help you obtain working capital to help you expand and grow your business. We will help you establish corporate credit and financing regardless of your personal credit history. Don't put your personal credit at risk any longer. Call today at 214-396-9800 or visit us online at www.365corporatesolutions.com.
Hey, what it do? This your boy at Lil Flip 713 on Instagram and Twitter. And right now you tuned in to Fishbowl Radio, the network. Yeah, we're a network over here.
Jump in.
It don't matter cause I buy me some more. I can do that. I'ma spend about 50 in a mile. I can do that. I'ma buy me a Bentley in a mile.
Yo, for years everybody been going to FishbowlRadioNetwork.com, FishbowlRadio.com, and FBRN.us to tune in to our shows. Now guess what? We had a TuneIn app. All you have to do is go to your app store, download TuneIn, and search for FBRN. From there, click on whatever bowl you want to listen to, and bam, you got it. Download the TuneIn app today.
When it's time to advertise your company, business, product, service, think FishbowlRadio.com. The largest personality-driven internet radio network in the world. Operating 24-7 with over 100 diverse shows. Music, talk, news, inspirational, sports, entertainment. 750,000 listeners a month and growing. Local, national, global. Now is the time to take advantage of the growth potential of internet radio advertising with FishbowlRadio.com. Call 817-633-4880 and jump in.
I'm telling. Boys rule.
What's going on, people? This is your main man, Jackson. You are listening to One Kingdom Radio right here on the Fishbowl Radio Network. We're going to start this off today with Royal Connection. Hi-yo, got some tight trivia to Silas Dawson up next. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
do it all. Yeah, and I'm one if you make it two. We will do it all. Yeah, so no matter what you're going through, you can do it all. Yeah, yeah, I'm one if you make it two. We will do it all. Two and three to touch and agree on it. Make it plain, then he reigns, that's what we wanted. This ain't nothing ordinary, it's the son of man. Doing the extraordinary, I'm his biggest fan. Biggest fan, learn his plan, now I can make it to a better place. The most trouble I ever went to just to see a face. Going through a storm, but it's only by his grace that your problems will be gone like without a trace. Oh, so I'm running and I'm finding we got souls to win. And they say a saint is just a sinner who got up again. Let's just keep it real, that's the deal, cause we struggle. But you got a different type of swag when you know you win. And tell me what's the point if you don't bring a friend. If you only live to save yourself, you didn't hold your end. I wanna hear well done when that day arrives. Don't be alone, get somebody by your side and tell them. No matter what you're going through, you can do it all. Yeah. And I'm one if you make it two. You will do it all. You will do it all.
Just touch my breathing.
No matter what you're going through, you can do it all. You make it too. He done did it all, even bless you with a job. Blessings one after another, call the blessed kebab. The Bible is your application, just in case you looking. The Lord's work is never done, like some people's cooking. It's a hard road, but it's all worthy. And he can do it all purpose. And I'm just talking to the real folks, ones who had it hard and don't even know how to feel whole. Jesus undefeated, just in case you don't believe it. Satan ain't no competition, but he think that he competed. And the earth one day will leave it, streets of gold, we can't achieve it. Devils want it, but we got it cause we need it. And I am with the one, only one who formed me from a speck and made women from the ribs, yeah, baby back. So I owe him that. Without the Lord, I ain't moving like I'm on flat. And that's a wrap.
No matter what you're going through, you can do it all. Yeah. And I'm one if you make it two. You will do it all. You will do it.
Just touch my breath.
So no matter what you're going through, you can do it all. You can do it all. If you make it too,
he will do it all.
He will do it all.
Just touch the green, yeah.
Family, it's your main man Jackson back in the building.
Elevator.
One Kingdom Radio.
We got a testimony today. God used everything we went through to make us who we are, and we're grateful. Come on, say it. God gave me a vision. Of where I would be.
Of where I would be.
But he didn't show me what I'd go through.
But he didn't show me what I'd go through.
On the journey.
On the journey.
But everything I faced prepared me.
Everything that I faced prepared me.
For what God has for me to do.
For what God has for me to do.
So now that I'm here, I'm gonna praise him.
Into my
We back. Listen, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. That was J.J. Harrison. It pushed me. Now, I dare somebody out there to tell your problem that it pushed me. Whatever you're going through, God is still in control. This is your main man, Jackson, One Kingdom Radio, right here on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Hey, give us a call, 214-431-5062. We're going to be talking about being a warrior today. Yeah, warrior. Stand up. All my warriors out there, where you at? Got TK, he's on his way, so keep him in prayer. Traveling Mercy, Grace. Toya's not feeling well today, so she couldn't be with us. But we got some more music coming at you. I got some Matter of Fact queued up. Jay Moss, Dave Hollister, Tasha Cobbs, Break Every Chain. I know y'all ready to praise. So we're going to do a little bit more praising this first hour, and I'm going to set y'all up for that second hour. So here we go with Matter of Fact. The time is now. Stay tuned. One Kingdom Radio right here. This your main man, Jackson. Holla.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'd like to introduce you to the throne room. Follow me.
Yeah.
Need you to get this. Want you to huddle together like a single man under the mistletoe during Christmas. And be curiously strong like an Altoid mint is. And get refreshed like a sinner to repentance. Please don't deny that your eyes are in denial of the truth. That a sire will be reigning out of Zion. And when you see his power succeeded as a lion, you'll be praying for the lamb instead of the judgment in his right hand. Of course you're not a fan of an eternal sentence, but that's the difference between a prosecutor and a defendant. Cause to deny the God of truth would just be senseless. But that's a census on the people's ruling on Yahweh. They rather say that he was just another prophet, not the son of God, cause then that would mean that they have to stop it. Acting like unclaimed goods, cause they've been found. You've been waiting for the moment of truth, well the time is now, now. Chance to get this elixir to you. It's knowledge for you, cause it seems all you like to take is NyQuil. You let them rock you to sleep and put you to bed. It seems you find comfort in this hip-hop music. Or is it rap that you've allowed to slap the taste from your mouth, so it's hard for you to taste what you've been savoring? Artificial flavoring, along with other additives they forgot to tell you about on the package labeling. A little sex talk to awaken your appetite, then disrespect a girl so you can have a half the night. Add a little money talk and how you rule the world. You got a record selling message at best, but I didn't come to tickle the ivory though. There's still souls to save and fight to get you on the ivory coast. And don't forget stateside that there's a suburban mission field with a pot of sick music and they need their prescription filled. Then you really don't know the truth, cause the truth of the matter is we're on the verge of spilling over, kinda like an overfilled bladder is. We can't hold back the real just because it makes you squirm a little bit. Yeah, we know you can't handle it, so I decided to coke 16 bars up, sweeten it, deliver it, and hope that you would savor them. I know the flavor is a little rich for you, so I'll give you several hooks in between to help you swish it around and swallow it down. This is not time to activate your gag reflex. This is hassle-free like receiving a cash paycheck with enough left over to pay off your last school debt. When you finally understand it, you'll be loving the sound, so make your way to the table, cause your moment is now. Yeah.
Myself, not gonna worry about what I cannot help. People dying innocently, hate is spreading rapidly. I'm not talking apathy, but some things God's gotta work. Whoa, he's gotta, yeah, he's gotta, whoa, he's gotta, yeah, check it out. Fill me up. I ain't worried about it.
I ain't gonna worry about the things I can't control.
It is what it is.
I ain't gonna worry about it. All I do is pray about it.
Hold up. Why?
Yeah. you what I read. I'm telling you what I know.
Yeah, God's got it. Hey, check this out. Rick Warren said, becoming like Christ is a long, slow process of growth. And you got to believe that God's got it. It's your main man, Jackson. I'm in the studio with
your boy, TK.
You already know what we do. Shout out to our sister in the faith, Toya Sherelle. She's a little under the weather, so y'all keep her in your prayers. But I know she's probably listening. If not, she's probably asleep. So anyway, God's healing mercy to be with you.
Get better, that chick.
Get better. It's been a long, busy week for you, bro.
It's always a long week, bro.
Always a long week.
No matter the struggle, dog, God is good and he gets me through it. So I don't even look back. I'm like Daniel in the den, dog. Yeah,
busy get the bills paid, right?
No matter the lines facing me, I got faith that's going to work out. So I just try to make sure I can work through the uneasiness of going through that.
That's what's up, man. Busy keep the bills paid, man. And you know, it's as usual, got a gang of stuff going on in this crazy world, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, up in St. Louis, Ferguson, Missouri, outside of St. Louis, the shooting of, you know, Michael Brown, that whole situation.
Right.
You know, now the cops receiving death threats.
Wow.
Chief of police receiving death threats. You know, peace, people. You know, let peace be in your heart. You know, we got in this situation in the first place because there is no peace. And, you know, for whatever reason that the officer did what he did, and it's not, you know, I'm not saying it was justifiable, but two wrongs don't make a right.
Right.
You know, we got to seek a higher way to resolve matters such as this. It's just sad that, you know, violence, just senseless violence, continues to happen in this fallen world, man. But like I said, it's just a part of the fall. It's just what goes on when you're living in a sinful world.
Well, you know, there's always going to be wars and stuff like that. So you have to really just have to learn how to get through those times and those trials and those errors. You know what I'm saying? You know, we live in times where, you know, we choose the leaders and we don't really hold our leaders accountable as we should be.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. There was a time in our lives, you know, just different through our history where, you know, if there was issues, you know, the people would kind of just overthrow the government. And, you know, I mean, because he's having a competition, like, you know, if there's certain freedoms that are bringing man down,
mm-hmm.
we should stand up and, you know, and fight that tyranny, you know.
Right.
And we live in times now where we're putting our trust in too many of those who don't have that faith in them, who putting God first. And you know, they're walking with falsehoods and false prophecies. So that happens. And so,
yeah.
You know, and a lot of times we're really concerned about our own bubble.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So kind of like, you know, as long as, hey, I can just go to church, pay my tithes, my kids okay, or my mom and dad okay, or brother and sister okay, or my girlfriend, or whatever's okay, and that little isn't disturbed,
mm-hmm.
we're cool with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's, you know, that's why we deal with the things we deal with.
It's kind of out of sight, out of mind, but this
right.
is definitely in our face. And then you had the brother up in New York last month that was choked by law enforcement up there.
Right.
And, you know, just keep all of these families in prayer and keep the judicial system in prayer. And just, you know, pray the Lord's will be done, man, because we are absolutely not in control.
Well, you know, we live in times when it comes to, like, law enforcement. What I've seen is, look, there's good cops, there's bad cops.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And there's people doing so much wrong in the world, we're quick to go, well, yeah, he's a bad cop. But you're not in his shoes, so you don't really know what he was going through. And I'm not saying, and this ain't just by any brutality
yeah.
that cops ever do.
Yeah.
But there's a certain point where you're doing wrong, and then the cops are doing their job. So how you getting, had you not been doing wrong, you wouldn't have been in a situation where
True.
That would even happen.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Now, it's those times when, like, you know, like the Trayvon Martin situation, stuff like
yeah.
that happens, where, you know, these guys are, they're misabusing their power,
yeah.
then that's a little bit different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It's the lines are so blurred between what's good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Their hands are kind of restricted on
yeah.
what they can do. And like I say, yeah. we don't live in the same times where, you know, there can't be no militias. There
yeah.
can't be no, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Yeah, man, and you know, on a little lighter note,
and
I mean,
government, don't start tapping my phone. I ain't anti-government. I'm just saying we just need to get our minds right.
On a little lighter note, I was just doing some perusing through CNN and noticed that Celine Dion is stepping away from the entertainment business for a little bit. She's taking a hike. No, nah, man, she money. You know, her husband has cancer. He's been battling cancer, and so she's gonna step away to deal with that as well as her own, you know, health issues, and so she's all of her upcoming dates through 2015 have been canceled.
Okay,
so it's pretty severe. So
your health is your wealth.
Yeah, let's keep them. Definitely keep Celine Dion and her husband Renee Angelil in your prayers. I mean, he's 72 years old. He went underwent surgery for a cancerous tumor in his throat last December.
Okay,
so it's a serious thing, man. So prayers go out to their family as well as the Brown family up in Ferguson, Missouri. It's crazy about Robin Williams, man.
Yeah. Crazy, you know what? Bro. I just saw like the I saw the trend that, you know, he had passed away. Then I heard, I saw the suicide, and I was like, man, that's more from Ork.
Yeah. I mean, funny. That just goes to show you, man, no amount of popularity, no amount of fame, no amount of riches is going to give you joy.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's going to give you hope. This man was a multimillionaire, popular.
Right.
Could have everything I think that he could possibly want, but yet and still he was miserable inside.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it kind of came up, like the reason why we came up like last week's, you know, blessings deferred,
mm-hmm.
is how it just goes to show me how so many people don't really realize that God loves them.
Yeah,
I mean, we're so codependent on others,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, other than, you know, than God's. I mean, think about it. It's kind of like, you know, you never doubt your mama love you. You never doubt your dad love you. Mm-hmm. But you don't think like that when it comes to God. You know what I'm saying? Because you go through turmoil. Hey, you get in trouble in school. You ain't getting on with your friend. But you mm-hmm. know, when you come home, mom and daddy going to make it all right.
Yeah.
If you got both of them, if you're blessed with both. And right. if you got one of them. But you know that one person is always going to love you. But then on top of that love, you got God's love. And just so many people walk around. It just amazes me, dog. Like, I can't even. What I'm saying to Judge Milner is just like, how you just don't know that he don't love you? You know what I'm saying? Everybody else who you put your stock in fell short, but you know what? No matter good or bad, he won't talk bad about it.
He's the only being that will not leave you or forsake you.
He might get pissed off at you.
Even in death, our parents will forsake us, but God will never leave us forsake us, because even if we die, he is still there.
Yeah.
He's still going to be with us. So, yeah, man, that's... My prayers go out to Robin Williams. I don't know if he was a believer, but a loss is a loss.
I saw a thing. I kind of glanced, and I was so busy at work today. So I've been trying to start Facebook and stuff when I'm working and isolate out. But he was saying something. He was talking about, I guess, like faith and going to heaven. I didn't read the whole thing, so I don't know how detailed it was.
Okay.
But it may be one of our articles we got on the website.
Yeah.
On the One Kingdom website. Matter of fact, hey, everybody, the One Kingdom website is officially live.
It's officially up.
Listen, you can check us out. You can tune in every Wednesday to, you know, hit us on Facebook. I mean, you can find us on Facebook, through Twitter, all our social stuff. You can see like the good Christian news about what's going on in the world, Christian music entertainment business. I'm really excited about this. This is one of my personal projects that I personally worked on. So y'all check out the site and y'all tweet us and tell us what you think, and, you know, let other people check us out. And coming soon on the website, we're gonna have a place where you can listen to mixtape. We're gonna put out a customized One Kingdom Radio mixtape for everybody.
Man,
so you know we'll be hooking that up every 2 weeks.
That's
a good jam. So if you love them, we'll be playing on Wednesdays. Yeah. You're gonna just you'll take some time out while you listen to work, while you're working or just doing whatever. You can listen to it on your phone app or while you're at work on your desktop. You know what I'm saying? Little Christian groove.
Check us
going.
Out. Like us on
at onekingdomradio.com. That's the number one kingdomradio.com. Check us out. Tell us what you think.
Holla at us.
Tell me if you hate it. If you hate it, I'll fix it.
Yeah. Hey, Rick Warren getting busy, man. He's doing all Africa purpose-driven church congress.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's going to take place August 6th through the 10th of 2015. So he made this announcement in Kigali, Rwanda on the 11th. So it's getting ready to go down, man. So he's trying to get them church leaders over in Africa together, make this kingdom movement more official than it already is. Speaking of getting busy, we're going to go and take a music break right now. We're going to go into this DJ Official featuring Trip Lee. Get busy. Hey, if you standing still, you ain't being, what is that? What word I'm looking for?
Obedient?
You ain't being busy.
I ain't being busy. Gotcha.
Active. Proactive.
Proactive.
For the kingdom. Hey, stay tuned. It's your boy Jackson and the homeboy TK. We're going to be right back. One Kingdom Radio.
Toys for Real, we miss you.
Yes, Lord.
Gave us that jab description, man. So get busy, yeah.
We on the ground and we ain't gon' stop. Crew said we on duty like them plain clothes. Catch, we ignited in a fire, much flame. So hot, we was lame, dumb slaves. We was plain robots. Ever since we been clean, not a stain, no spot, no blame, much pain. He remains on top. We surrendered our plans, our games. It's hard to swallow like your main drink scratch. It's strange, I'm feeling strange like my veins gon' pop. But my brother say, your work is not in vain, don't stop. So I fall to my knees and I start praying. I labor over the scripture just to see what God's saying. I'm reminded of the mission that he's giving, can't stray out. Gotta work for him, no time to take a day out. Gotta work out, gotta lay out. Gotta get out in the field for the sake. So get busy, okay. We ain't got no time. Yes, sir. Gotta work out. Gotta lay out. Gotta get out in the field for the sake. So get busy. Okay. Gotta grind. Okay. No stacking. We ain't got no time. Yes, sir. Look, you look around, you can see why we grieve. Everywhere that we look, everyone is deceived. Every black, every corner, man, I really see needs. And I'm looking at the church and I don't really see deeds. You can't get up off the track. Table CD, but you can't stab with these. Jesus came to me, knees. Every bed that we close, every mouth that we feed is pointing to his coming kingdom that we hoping they'll see. Every time we preach Christ, proclaiming what we read. I might be working in half and they might fall to they knees. When they heard he died, throw they pride in us and they breathe. And it's free 99, bro, he paid out they fees. Gotta get back, get it, make our mission a habit. And telling people how we be. Step like magic, only when we step, we rep. Hope you know the grind. Cause we gotta work for one, even though we gotta work out. We gotta lay out. We gotta get out in the field for the sake. So get busy. Okay. Gotta grind. Okay. No slacking, we ain't got no time. Yes, sir. Gotta work out. We gotta lay out. We gotta get out in the field for the sake. So get busy. Okay. We ain't got no time. Yes, sir. Yeah. Me, Christ, the only boss who don't need us. We got nothing to offer, cause we often off the meter. From the days that we was crawling, we was awesome lost creatures. We don't work for his acceptance, but we call him the Redeemer. The job's already done on the cross through Jesus. His finished work begins to work in us, so we eager to co-labor with the Savior. But we ain't trying to teach him that he served by human hands. Homie, that ain't true either. First Peter told me, serve, not a strength that he's given. We depend on his word, we depend on his grace, we depend on his word for the privilege to work for him who quenches our thirst. Where you at? So where you at if you doing what you post? Moving his good news up in his crew cause you a soldier. Where you at? And where you at if you learning his truths and you're praying that he'll send over cause the work is a few. Oh, work out, we gotta lay out, we gotta get out in the field for the sake. So get busy. Okay. Gotta grind. Okay. No slacking, we ain't got no time. Yes, sir. Gotta work out. Gotta lay out. We gotta get out in the field for the sake. Okay. So get busy. Okay. Gotta grind. Okay. No slacking, we ain't got no time. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say,
Life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. Yeah. Side will show up on the outside. Up, up, come on. The happiness in my life. Feel down and blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey, if you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, then we can lift our voice and say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. The joy I feel on the inside will show up.
My hands go up and I praise him.
Yeah.
Hey, I hope that blessed somebody right there. Fred Hammond, the minister Fred Hammond, living legend right there, man. I feel good. Yeah, and I know it.
Your boy's going to be in town soon.
Yeah, they're going to be at the Verizon. Him and Pastor McKirkland.
That's right.
Yeah, y'all go check him out. I'm gonna try to be in there, man.
Pray about it, bro. God
pray about it.
He might bless you
with
some tickets.
With his vision, there's provision.
Hey, you know, we can do. Hey, we can maybe get some backstage passes. You know, get some press
passes
and get back.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Get you some Hammond access.
You know.
I know that's your boy and everything.
Dap the big homie up. Shout out to Minister Fred Hammond. Hope your rehab is going well. He should be about finished with rehab, I would think, right now for the knee surgery that he had, but
that's a pretty big dude. It might take longer than average because he's like 6'3". I met him.
Yeah,
he's a big dude.
He's a big guy.
And I don't mean like big. I mean he's a tall, big dude.
Yeah, man. But yeah, beautiful day. Rains us playing in the background.
Not going to the playoffs.
Six Flags cracking off. We in beautiful Arlington, Texas, overlooking AT&T Stadium. This is One Kingdom Radio, Jackson Lamont.
And your boy TK.
Man, so how is HBS Media going, man?
Man, bless, dog. I'm reshuffling how I operate my business. This isn't a straight talk right now, but I realized that Lord had blessed me a lot in business. I've been able to pay my bills and sustain. I've had a lot of successes. I've had more disappointments have more faith than I planned on having.
Okay.
You know, because I know they're going to come, but just I had more than I planned on having that really just, like, puts things in perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and it had come to my, it, you know, doing some times of prayer and meditation, whatever, it came to me that I really hadn't been putting God 100% into my business. Like, okay. I should have put him forward.
Okay.
I pray for things, you know, not to be selfish, you know, to, you know, focus on things that are important, not to really be money driven.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized that I wasn't really putting him first in my business, which wasn't blessing me for my increase.
Right.
The way it should be. And because I wasn't receiving my increase, it affected me in personal relationships. And I hadn't realized that.
Okay.
So through meditation and stuff like that, I figured it out. But I mean, as a whole, I've been blessed. But since I got that direction and things have changed, I've actually seen a difference.
Okay.
Which I'm quite grateful for. So yeah, but outside of me, business has been good. Like, I've been really busy. Just getting a place where I can learn how to delegate.
All right.
You know, hand off duties and not be so busy. So, but yeah, it's been good, man. It's been really
good. Awesome, man. I mean, it's tough out here being an entrepreneur and then being an entrepreneur of faith.
Well, I'll tell you this, dog. It will definitely make you question yourself, and it will make you question your relationship with God. And not like in a bad way. You just, yeah, like, you could sometimes, I've learned, and I haven't had this, but I've you know, I've read about it in other people, but you could have faith and it's not necessarily the doubt is, mm-hmm, the problem. Sometimes you might feel there's an absence of God in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, at times when in business, there's times where, like, man, how am I going to get this bill taken, yeah, care of? Or how am I going to get this land as work,
yeah,
covered? You know what I'm saying? Because I've had times, dog, where I'm going to be wondering what you, since I've been in business, dog, mm-hmm, I've had a point where because a client backed out on some projects so I could start some deposits. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking like some cash and some stacks. And, I didn't get it. It threw all my financial stuff off, dog.
Right.
I need to take care of my security.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have a net.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So that happened. And when I say, I literally was an hour from being evicted once.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I came up with $2,000.
Okay.
Literally in an hour. Paid it.
Wow. Like,
you know what I'm saying? And I didn't have any doubt.
Okay.
It was just a, man.
How?
It was just, no, you know what? And I was listening to Fred Hammond's song "Pray,"
okay,
and I just stopped. And I was talking to a friend, and as a matter of fact, I was talking to Toya Sherrill about it at,
okay,
the time, and she said some things to me, and then I just, like, released it.
Okay.
And then within that 3 hours, I was able to take care of it.
That's good, man. And you know, that's kind of fitting. Charles Swindle had a quote, and it says, "If you're running a 26-mile marathon, remember that every mile is run one step at a time. If you are writing a book, do it one page at a time. If you are trying to master a new language, try it one word at a time. There are 365 days in the average year. Divide any project by 365 and you will find that no job is all that intimidating." No job is all that intimidating, and no job is intimidating for our mighty, mighty God who can do above and beyond all that we could ever imagine. So we're going to take a little song break. We're going to head into the top of the hour after that, and we're going to talk about warrior, being a warrior for Christ. But we're going to sit back. We're going to get into this jam by Dave Hollister. It's called "The Greatest," because he is
the greatest.
The greatest. One Kingdom Radio. We'll be right back.
Lord, there's so many things I can call you, but somehow the greatest sums it all up. You are the greatest.
Birds, flowers, trees, leaves, grass growing. Let's not forget about the water flowing in the streams, the lakes, and the seas. You created them all. Not as incredible, not as remarkable, as breathtaking, Lord, as you, yeah, yeah.
Marvel.
King.
Father,
Son,
only one.
Savior,
and can give life to
anyone.
You're the only God,
makes me realize
all things are
possible
if I believe
inside.
You're the air that
I breathe,
the song that
I sing.
You're
my everything
that can do
anything.
For years, everybody been going to FishbowlRadioNetwork.com, FishbowlRadio.com, and FBRN.us to tune in to our shows. Now, guess what? We had a TuneIn app. All you have to do is go to your app store, download TuneIn, and search for FBRN. From there, click on whatever bowl you want to listen to, and bam, you got it. Download the TuneIn app today.
When it's time to advertise your company, business, product, service, think FishbowlRadio.com. The largest personality-driven internet radio network in the world. Operating 24-7 with over 100 diverse shows. Music, talk, news, inspirational, sports, entertainment. 750,000 listeners a month and growing. Local, national, global. Now is the time to take advantage of the growth potential of internet radio advertising with FishbowlRadio.com. Call 817-633-4880 and jump in.
The ISIS Project invites you to the annual Natural Hair Parade and Festival, hosted by Sam Putney, featuring Dallas's own Grand Marshal Erica Baidu, starting at MLK and Lamar Saturday, September the 6th at 10 a.m. For more information, call Naturally ISIS at 214-329-3820. ISISproject.co. That's Naturally ISIS at 214-329-3820.
Don't use your personal credit to finance your business. Let the experts at 365 Corporate Solutions help you obtain working capital to help you expand and grow your business. We will help you establish corporate credit and financing regardless of your personal credit history. Don't put your personal credit at risk any longer. Call today at 214-396-9800 or visit us online at www.365corporatesolutions.com.
FBRN, the official media sponsors for the Keep the Homeless Warm Dallas 5th Annual Coats and Blankets Drive Exhibition Car and Bike Show, sponsored by Dallas Cruisers and Cowboys Life Car Club at J. Pepper's, located at 2720 North Stemmons Freeway, Dallas, Texas, October 19th from 12 to 5 p.m. Plaques and certificates awarded to participating car clubs. $5 cover or donate new or gently used blankets or coats. Hygiene items will also be accepted. There will be activities for the kids as well as live performances. For booth sponsorship and drop-off point information, contact Gustavo 214-924-3894 or Marisa at 214-792-9662. You can also visit Facebook / Keep the Homeless Warm.
On FishbowlRadioNetwork.com. Jump in.
Hey, what it do? This your boy at Lil Flip 713 on Instagram and Twitter. And right now you tuned in to Fishbowl Radio, the network. Yeah, we're a network over here.
Jump in.
I can do that. It don't matter cause I buy me some more. I can do that. I'ma spend about 50 in the mall. I can do that. I'ma buy me a Bentley in the mall. I can do that.
Tell it everywhere I go. Tell the world, tell them. Yeah, I'm a billboard. Tell the world, tell them. And I'm broadcasting like a radio. Tell the world, you ought to know. I'm brand new.
I know one thing's true. Yeah. I don't even really deserve to know you, but I'm a witness that you did this, and I'm brand new, so I'm ready to go. And I'ma tell the world what they need to know. A slave to myself, but you let me go. I tried getting high, but it left me low. You did what they could never do. You cleaned up my soul and gave me life. I'm so brand new, and that's all that matters. I ain't love you first, but you first loved me. In my heart, I cursed you, but you set me free. I gave you no reason to give me new seasons, to give me new life, new breathing. But you hung there bleeding. You died for my lies and my cheating, my lust and my greed.
What is a man, that you mindful of him?
What?
And what do I have to deserve this loving?
Trying to make the moments last, holding on to the past. But like a hero in a dream, Christ came and he rescued me.
Now I'ma tell the world, tell the world, tell them. I'ma tell it everywhere I go. Tell the world, tell them. Yeah, I'm a billboard.
Nah. But your caring kindness keep coming, and your love is so unconditional. Like it butterflies in my stomach. I got the old me in a rear view, got a new me, got a clear view. I was so dead I couldn't hear you. Too deep in sin to come near you. But you drew me in, you clean me up, so take me home, beam me up. Before you do, just let me tell the truth and let these folks know that I done seen your love. And it's everlasting, infinite. It goes on and on, you can't measure it. Can't quit your love, they can't separate us from the love of God. There's no estimate. My face looked the same, my frame and rearranged, but I'm changed. I promise ain't the same. Your love so deep, you suffered and took pain. You died on the cross to give me a new name. Ain't nothing like I seen before. I got a beam and glow. I was low down and dirty, but you clean me, Lord. You adopted me, you keep rocking me. I'ma tell the world it ain't nobody stopping me.
Trying to make the moments last.
Yeah, you already know that was Lecrae featuring Molly. Tell the world.
Love that joint.
Be a billboard. Be a warrior.
Warrior. Be a soldier. Be a Jesus Christ soldier. Little masterpiece. How about that?
So today's topic, family, we are talking about warrior. What's a warrior, you might say? You know what I think about when I hear warrior? The first thing that pop in my head.
What?
The Ultimate Warrior. Remember the wrestler, Ultimate Warrior?
Yeah, Texas. He was a Texas Tornado.
I always think of, that's who pop in my head when I think of the word warrior. But warrior, by definition, is a brave and experienced soldier or fighter.
Yeah.
And the key word that sticks out in there is experienced.
Yeah.
And this we are to be warriors.
Right.
You know, for Christ.
Right.
But the difference in our warfare is that it's of a spiritual nature.
Right.
So our methods and our training is different from that which would a warrior would train for by natural means.
Right.
You know, but it's very parallel. You have to be strategic.
Right.
You have to be intentional. You have to be disciplined.
You have to train.
You have to train. Yeah, within your training, right. Within your training, you have to be all of these things. And you can't do it alone.
No.
You cannot fight this warfare alone.
Even mercenaries have backup.
Yeah, somebody out there. So some synonyms for warrior. Fighter, which is in the definition. Soldier, which is in the definition. Serviceman.
Yep.
Combatant, mercenary. So that's just a few synonyms for warrior. But I guess it's all what you're fighting for. And I'd like to consider myself a warrior for Christ. Not perfect by any means, but I'm fighting the good fight of faith. And we have an eternal sovereign God that's on our side.
Right.
That tells us in his word that it's already won. We just have to carry it out.
Right.
And that's awesome within itself, because even if we get taken out of our natural bodies within the process of fighting this spiritual warfare, we still win.
Right.
For those that are in Christ.
Right.
So that should boast our bravery. That should boost our bravery.
Right.
See, if you know the victory is yours, going in the battle should be easier.
In theory.
But that's why we have to trust in what God's word says.
I think a lot of it too is, I think probably one of the hardest thing about spiritual warfare is a lot of people can claim what they're going to do in situations. It's like actual war. Like, you know, you could, like the first time you go to war.
Yeah.
You don't know how you're going to react until you're in the situation, until you're in the thick of things.
True.
So it could be an issue of, you know, you say you're going to stand firm. You say you're going to stand for this. Mm-hmm. You're going to do these things. But then a situation where you're a little cowardice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You retreat sooner than necessary. You know what I'm saying? You leave somebody hanging. Leave them out the wash. Leave them out the dry. You leave a man behind. You know? And so I think those are things. And then sometimes you find yourself in situations where you're victorious. You didn't know how brave you were. You know, so you remember certain training that you went through that was instinctual now at this point because of, you know, rigorous training.
Yeah.
And now it's second nature to you.
Yeah.
And you know, and it's easier for you. You know, it's kind of like a sports. You know, when guys go from college, it's the level of speed.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've done it more often, more often, more often,
mm-hmm.
you know, you know what to look for. It slows down a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it comes with exercising our faith and trusting God to be who he is and that he's going to do what he said he's going to do.
Right.
Regardless of what we look like. Like if we pull from the story of David.
Right.
Goliath was huge.
Right.
And David was a teenager. He referenced his faith in God, and God allowed him and blessed him in that process of slaying David. And slaying Goliath, excuse me. And I think that's what we have to do with our modern giants that are our individual giants in our lives.
Right.
You know, I've been in situations to where I'm looking at this process. Hey, I'm looking at this process and I'm like, there's no way.
Right.
But I literally told myself, even if I die in this situation, I still win.
Right.
Which boosted my confidence, boosted my faith, and boosted my zeal. for the things of the Lord. And then, you know, 2 Corinthians 10:13 says, my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness.
Right.
So the weaker we are, the stronger he shows up and shows out.
Right.
Just like you said at that point when you talked to Toy Sherelle, you was probably minutes, if not hours, away from getting evicted. You prayed, you let it go. In your weakest state, you released it to the Lord. Right. And things happen. Now, granted, seeds may have already been planted before that prayer took place, right. But you didn't know if they were going to manifest or not.
No, you never know. I mean, and I'll tell you this, like, and I wasn't walking with doubt. Now, this is why I tell people this all the time, and, you know, in terms of faith, everybody's a different spiritual walks and a different spiritual strengths depending on the circumstances. Like being a warrior, the certain wars you've already fought, that's not a big deal. You've seen this before, and there's new wars you fight that, you know, you haven't seen an element like this before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was in a place where I told a few people about it, to vent, but not to complain, to be worrisome about it. It was just going, and I would get this, well, you know, God is good, he's gonna get you through. I said, but I know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I need to hear.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's, and, you know, and sometimes, you know, people may, you know, and I'm not knocking them to helping me, telling me that, but I'm like, that's not what I need to hear, because that's something I already know.
Right.
I need something right now that's going to remove this uneasiness that I've been having.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, me and Toy Sherelle were having a conversation about, you know, a few days prior.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, just at home, and the time was kind of winding down, and the uneasiness was still there. I knew God was going to find a way.
Right.
I wasn't seeing it yet.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I hadn't seen the process of starting to manifest yet. And I remember being at home, and I was listening to Fred Hammond and the United Tenors pray.
Yeah.
I was listening to a mix of other Christian rap songs, whatever, but I was particularly listening to this one that happened. And I said, mm-hmm. I was listening to a song. I was like, you know what, let me just stop and pray. And I just said, Lord, you know what? I've exercised every resource, and I know you're going to handle this, but there's this uneasiness I can't remove. Let it go. Can you just move this out of my heart? And I just calmed down after that.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing I know, a seed got dropped in my head, and it was handled.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? And somebody was able to reach out to me, you know, and I got it handled, you know, and that's by the grace of God. But you have to sometimes, being a warrior, release and have faith, you know what I'm saying? Which is one thing I'll tell anybody. That's like one of the hardest things I've had to learn how to do, is to actually let something go and literally forget about it, as if it never happened in the first place.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, like I said, when I was in my situation, and, you know, just being honest, not knowing if I was getting ready to get 17 months in prison for something that I did not do.
Right.
But anybody that's been involved with the judicial system, it's flawed.
Oh yeah,
it's flawed, and it's not always about justice. They are practicing the law. And
it's a business,
and I can say that with no conviction or no remorse. It, but I was in that situation and saw it, and, you know, sought God for wisdom and how to react, and just dealing with my emotions, because when you're in there and your liberty is like literally being jeopardized, and these people are saying stuff that didn't happen, and people are acting as if it happened.
Right.
You know, I just began to say, you know what, God, I just got in his word. I just prayed, fasted, focused on him more than my, i.e., Goliath.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because 17 months for somebody that's not a criminal. I mean, 17 months for somebody that is a criminal, still 17 months.
Yeah.
I didn't know what these people was going to do. I know what my attorney had told me that they were going for.
Right.
You never know what's going to happen. So I said, you know what, Lord, my life is yours.
Right.
If you want me to do 17 months, then I'm going to do 17 months.
Right.
But I don't believe that that's what you have for me. But either way, I accept your will in this situation. My faith was increased. My peace was increased. And at that moment, I became a true warrior for Christ, because I got tested. I was in the wilderness,
right?
No access to family, you know,
right?
And that was a really, really distant place from everything that was familiar to me and that could bring me comfort,
right?
So I had to trust him. I had to be put in a position to exercise the faith that I said that I had,
right,
in this God of the universe, and that he was going to bring me through it, and he brought me through it, and he's been steadily blessing me. Might not have all my wants, but I got all my needs.
And that's what's important. I think people have a tendency to forget that. What we want is really meaningless. You know, I'm under the impression that, you know, Solomon told us why things are meaningless. Like, you know, no matter how the riches and all these things, mm-hmm. you know, they mean nothing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's certain things that find lives to be important, mm-hmm. right? And then, you know, a few hundred years later, you know, Christ comes, you know, and he teaches us what things have meaning in the next life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And how to maintain through the life that you have to walk through until you get to the kingdom.
Right.
You know, and so with knowing that, it really does change your perspective if you focus on trying to understand it. You know?
Yeah.
You may find yourself, like I found myself the word, there's like general things I have no concerns about. And like, you know, like I'm a real big, it's kind of like I want what I want, mm-hmm. but there's not many things that I do want. You know what I'm saying? I want them a certain way because of my attitude and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, I mean, like I don't focus on certain, like I don't have to, like I'm not a clubber, so I don't have to shine. I don't have to do that. Now there's certain nice things I like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just as a personal, my characteristic, my right. character.
Right.
But you know, I don't have to have.
You don't have to have them. Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have to have an abundance of money. But I want to make sure, you know, that as I'm working hard, I'm compensated so I can, you know, maybe live a certain
right.
certain way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or I'm comfortable and I can get through this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Through the fruits of my labor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But that's important. And, you know, and then understanding what God wants for me. You know what I'm saying? Focusing on that. And but a lot of people just walk around and they want to stun. And, you know, and then when you worry about the wrong things, you find yourself if you're not smart about it, you find yourself not checking yourself,
mm-hmm.
Then you feel embarrassed about things. Yeah. You can't come to people about things, and like I say, then everything's not right. So
yeah. We have a special guest, Miss Toya Sherrell. Tough through, amazing. My sister, clap.
Give her the glory.
Give her a clap.
Give her a clap.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah,
it's just great to
you warrior, right
and,
there.
And that's exactly what it was. It was straight warring plus had some obligations that had to come back to my memory.
That's all right.
So
that's all right.
It's just great to be here with my brothers.
That's right.
You sound like a guest. I'm just like listening to you talk.
I mean, well,
she got to get
what?
In the groove.
I tune into when he said guest. I know I feel like I am a visiting guest. Definitely. I mean,
yes.
Brothers have it heated up in here, and I'm just blessed to just catch the word.
You know, the Bible tells us that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, a lot of times I'm joking, but for some reason I really want to go with this tonight.
Yeah.
Because fear cripples so many people from moving and walking into the things that God has for them.
Yep. Yes.
And Isaiah tells us, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. Yes. I will strengthen you. Not I might. Not I think I might.
I will.
Not maybe.
Right.
Will, which is a definite statement. It's going to happen.
Right.
I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So he don't even need both hands.
Right.
Whatever God has for you in this life, believe that it's going to come to pass.
Right.
I'm not talking prosperity. Because just as I stated earlier, Robin Williams, money, fame.
Boy.
Right.
Didn't have joy.
And people loved him.
Very funny guy.
Very loved.
I mean, like diverse. I mean, he was diverse and funny. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
one of the best comics that we've seen in our time.
Nanu.
Yep. This is Mark.
So just know that do not let fear cripple you from moving into the things that God has for you. If God be for you, praise God, who can be against you? You got to walk in this stuff. I'm standing here telling you firsthand that I've been in situations that I've had to exercise my faith. And it's only through that that I could tell somebody else without a shadow of a doubt that this is the real deal.
Yeah.
If you hold fast to his word, it's going to happen.
Well, when I read the Bible, right? So I'm trying to put in context, you know, how this information is being delivered to me when I'm reading it, right? So, like, you know, I'm reading Old Testament and it's like, okay, well, this is our history. You know, this is where we come from. This is where we made all these mistakes when we were running and all this kind of thing. And then, you know, you read the New Testament and then it comes down to, you know, these different accounts and believing. You know what I'm saying? And if, regardless of anything else, you know what I'm saying? It's really just comes down to, you know, believing that, you know, God's word is good and, you know, Christ died for us. You know what I'm saying? So we don't have to worry about certain things that led us to be astray. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, and I mean, think about it. If you look at the initial game plan, right? God is for everyone, right? He loves all of us. But if you look at, if you actually read the New Testament, right? So there's times when Jesus told, was it a Samaritan woman, I think? He was saying, you know, I'm here to save the Jews. He made that statement. But then she said, well, even dogs get table scraps, you know what I'm saying? And it's that kind of belief why, and that's why there's many testaments of people outside the, you know, the Jews who had faith, right? And they were able to be delivered, you know what I'm saying? Because of that undeniable, which is all Christ ever wanted for us. That's why God wanted for us, just to believe and have that belief of a mustard seed that we can move mountains, you know? And when you walk like that, you'll be surprised how much burden is taken off of you.
Moving things in the spiritual realm.
Right.
So that whole, I love that parable, because that whole point of them of sharing that story was to say that, you know, he wants us to be that radical enough and that strong enough to push the envelope.
Right.
You know what I mean? To be so overly zealous that, you know what, we have the power to, like I just said, shift things in this realm. You know,
right.
And make it work for us as long as it's following in the line of him.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It can all be done.
And you can't be passive with this.
That's right.
You have to labor. And you, just as I was telling TK, you know, if you look at how military personnel train from boot, they're once they get out of boot camp, they're still always training.
Right.
They're always training.
Right.
They don't stop once they get out of boot camp. So you can't come to Christ, read a couple of scriptures, then stop.
Right.
You have to consistently train, and you train by fasting, by praying, by studying your word. Sometimes you got to dig deeper than just memorizing scripture. You got to understand what the author, what was going on at that time.
There you
right.
go.
You see
what I'm
saying? I'm so
happy you said that part right there, because that's where we take some things and just run with it, especially, you know, Paul's writings.
Yeah.
You know, we're never taken to, you know, text about, you know, who was his audience. So I'm glad you pointed that out.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hey, listen, I'm going to play my partner TK song. You already know what I'm finna do. Since we talking about fighting a good fight of faith, we talking about being a warrior for Christ. So I think it's right fitting that we abide in him.
Okay.
So let's go into Lexi. Abide. We'll be right back with more warrior. Hey, give us a call. 214-431-5062. We'd like to hear from you. Be a warrior for Christ. One King Radio. We'll be right back.
That's what's up.
Man.
that classic official. But it's all about
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
No doubt there's a God who sent
Jesus,
hey.
Jesus.
I'm getting amped just thinking about him. Father, Abba, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you're outside of. All you made, you say with the clay, and you're our potter. We can't say, why'd you make us this way? You're our solver. Reign and you reign over kings. You're the king of the kings. You rock hearts and spark singers the scene. Our hearts lean in the wrong direction. Took the cross beam to redeem. Plus, you got a strong election.
No best, but oh yes.
You give strong protection.
No stress, you don't sweat.
You're so calm, you're sitting
on a throne in your throne room.
There's strong reception
for the prayers of your people.
Now that's a strong connection. You hear me now, since your son's palms were stretched in. We take the 150 of psalm suggestion.
Pray,
you got a love for your son that's unequal. Your government is one, you don't run in this unsequel.
You sent a son for the sinner.
We give honor to the one who sent.
You sent a son for the sinner.
Give honor to the one who sent.
Jesus the son sent one, the word Logos. Got a few names and then some you heard. Agua, I'm not sure if you have, so I gotta put him in his ways or set a stage. I'm like, ta-da.
I try to tell the people on the block they don't know you. They think your hair's blonde and your two eyes are so blue. No two people are the same, this is so true. But those two people get your reign, this is so you.
Cause this is grace,
and I found that your grace is special. But it's common like the Chi-Town rapper. You got holes in your hands, same hands with them holes in them. Got a hold of control on this land. Man, you got the mold in his hands.
Hands mold human souls.
Plus the body, the soul goes in the plan. What's the take on flesh, then live sinless. Die, then rise to save men and women, then step.
Yep.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Jesus.
We give honor to the one who sent.
Jesus.
Yes, you are.
Jesus.
Yes, you are.
Last but not least, the paraclete I speak on.
Full deity, but often the people sleep on.
The low-key, invisible Holy Spirit who keeps blowing.
He gives life through the Holy Spirit, we're reborn.
For some, this is just a reintroduction
to all this God's sinningness.
We ain't accustomed.
He interrupts them.
Drops belief in our guts and
light in his faith, I guess you say.
We got a trust fund.
He's called advocate with no magic kit. He does miraculous acts. He does it abracadabra it.
Some call him it or a power and not a person. We call him a powerful person. We did hours a searching.
We can grieve him
and lie to him.
The scriptures he breathe and open our eyes to him.
We can live or die through him.
We can give a cry to him.
Hands in the air, groans go up and come back. Answers the prayer.
Oh, I'm giving you some extra bars.
Your humility's killing me. You willingly seem to let applause
go to the Father and the Son, both described as the Savior.
You always put the Jesus and you slide off the radar.
You enter in a heart that is wired for chaos.
With just a little spark and your desires are there.
Some things to get supplied, you revive from the graveyard.
I mention you as God, cause you are when we praise ya.
Ah, oh man, I know. I'm going too long. Come on.
You're a fresh wind.
To the one he sent.
You're a fresh wind.
You're a fresh wind.
Give honor to the one he sent.
You sent a son for the sinner.
We give honor to the one who sent.
You sent a son for the sinner.
Give honor to the one who sent.
Yeah, that was Jesus by Ambassador.
That sound always makes me want to start freestyling. I was in here dancing it. I'm going to start crumping up in here.
It's warriors up in here, man. We represent Jesus. J-E-S-U-S. Jesus.
Jesus Christos.
Yes, indeed. So, warrior. A brave or experienced soldier or fighter. We are not passive individuals. Mm-hmm. We have the eternal God of the universe dwelling in us by way of his Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Once we've accepted his son, you got to accept the son. There's a lot of false religions out there, people. A lot of confusing doctrines and all of that. But if you're going to be a warrior for Christ, get in your word.
Oh, man. So Jack told me about this book.
Okay.
Called Shovel and a Mule.
Okay.
And I just ordered it. You know, me and Jack can talk about stuff. You know, he's in my three circles.
Okay.
You know. So we were talking, and he told me, TK, man, you got to read this book. They had him reading at his church because he's a member of Friendship West.
Mm-hmm.
And so he told me about this book. And so he said, you read this book, it's going to really put your mind in perspective. And it's based off a true story.
Mm-hmm.
It's written from a true story. So, like, there was this newlywed couple who got married, right? And so this guy comes along, and I guess he stays with them for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's talked to them about how... And I got to read the book. I got some other books I have to finish before I get to this one. But he was saying how, like, so he talks to the couple about, you know, because you have all these different doctrines, like, you know, we have Church of Christ, mm-hmm. we have Baptists, we have Methodists, all this mm-hmm. other Lutherans, whatever, right? But there's technically really only one way we're supposed to be, you know, following Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Representing up in here one kingdom.
You know
ding,
what I'm
ding,
saying?
Ding, ding, ding.
And so the book breaks that down. Mm-hmm. So. And I read like the back of like other people read the book, mm-hmm. and some because I ordered on Amazon or whatever, and it was saying like, you're either going to love this book,
I hate it,
or you hate this book,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to put things into question. And so like I read this short passage, right, and I'm gonna get into it, but it's just reading that I was like, I gotta read it. So when I finish at the current book I'm reading, that's next on the hit list.
What was it? Shovel, shotgun, and a mule?
No, a shovel and a mule.
I don't know why you entertained Jackson know why right there.
I thought we was having a moment. You gonna just slide that little
shovel, shotgun, and a mule? No, it's a shovel and a mule. You remember who the author is?
That sound like somebody say.
Let me give a shameless plug.
I don't remember right now.
Don't remember. Look it up. Mm-hmm. Shovel and a mule, not a shotgun, just a shovel and a mule.
Yeah, but you know, I just love the whole thing on being a warrior. Because, I mean, I know that I'm an overly zealous person, mm-hmm. you know, and sometimes they can be a little bit much, but it's like when I'm just having passion about something, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, God will put something in you that you know that you know that you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, and nothing can break that.
Right.
You know, you just keep pushing that envelope and you expect yeah. it, and I have never really been... No shortchange on expecting.
Right.
You know, I expect to get it, and I get it.
Right. You know, there's another thing that when we are warriors, we cannot be. And, you know, Romans tells us to not be conformed right. to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. You know, by testing, you know, we may discern what is the will of God. So what is good and acceptable and perfect. So all of this is a part of our continual training to be effective warriors, soldiers, fighters, combatants, right. servicemen for Christ. You know, we cannot be passive with this because the enemy is not going to be passive.
No.
Just look at the news. What we talked about earlier. What's going on up in Ferguson, Missouri with young Mr. Brown being murdered? The gentleman in New York, New Jersey last month that was strangled. And we can just go on and on. I just don't want to make it seem like it's a black thing. Nah, right, this is a humanity thing.
Right.
This is an issue, you know. But it's been this way since Bible day.
Right.
Cain slew Abel.
Jealousy.
You see what I'm saying? Anger, but sin not. You know, it's okay to be angry.
You're going to get angry. It's natural.
But you can't let that manifest into sin. You know? And we have to... I was talking to a gentleman yesterday. Shout out to Mr. Johnson. And, you know, we were having a solid... conversation about the body of Christ and some things that we need to do better. I say more relationships need to be established, genuine relationships. A lot of times people go into church and you don't want to talk to people because you feel prejudged. You don't want to confide in nobody because, you know, and granted, you don't want to tell everybody
your business.
I get that. But there should be a warmth when you walk in to the church.
Right.
And I'm not talking about any particular church.
Right.
I'm saying the body of Christ in general, to me, is not serving as it should. But that's just my opinion.
Right.
If we get back to the grassroots of what this is all about, Jesus engaged people.
Right.
He loved them without condition, right where they were, and shared the truth with them.
Well, it's like, you know, it's like I tell people, you know, Jesus never really forced his word on anybody.
No.
You know, one thing is like, you know, somebody can see you. It's like somebody should see like Christ in your walk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see you walking and they say, hey, you know, I noticed this going on in your life. And or no matter this stuff happens, you always have this mind state.
Yeah.
Like you're always in a good place, a place of comfort or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then you just sit back and be like, hey, here's my testimony. Here's why. Here's the shoes I walk in. You know, this is, you know, Christ has me focused on this. So everything else is meaningless. Yeah. Everything else dissolves away. And so I don't have certain concerns that you probably have.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, you can accept that or you don't.
Yeah. I think if we just, you know, I don't browbeat people. I mean, because the average
person. That's a
turn off. The average person knows that they did something wrong. You don't have to browbeat them.
Right.
If you get them to just say, okay, let's say this is just, you know, a hypothetical scenario. If an individual has they like going to the strip club, they like getting drunk, they like taking 6-7 shots of Patron, whatever it may be, just ask them, how's that working out for you? How do you?
I did a buddy like that.
How do you feel the next day? You know. You got way less money. You're sick as a dog. You probably don't know how you got home.
Right.
If you get home without getting the DUI, sin leads to death.
Right.
Death of relationships. Death of everything that God intends to be good.
Right.
I think we got to get that into our psyche, and we have to long for life and long to please God more than we long to please ourselves. And that comes with discipline. That's why this is a lifelong process. Just like I said in the quote from Rick Warren earlier, becoming like Christ is a long, slow process of growth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not stagnation. Because if you're growing, that means you're doing these things. You're praying, you're fasting. You're surrounding yourself around like-minded believers that's going to hold you accountable.
Right.
You shouldn't come to Christ and be the same way 10 years on down the line.
Right.
Something ain't right.
Exactly. I mean, what? That's forever drinking the milk and never growing and going to the meat, you know. It's kind of like, I like what you said, and you know, just as another example, just kind of, we can be on a diet and just watch what we eat and we can lose weight, mm-hmm. but then we're not gaining muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you can do cardio without lifting weight.
That's mm-hmm. a really good analogy. I like you know? That.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Check this out too, though. So, I mean,
really got something else for you.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of building on that, right? So, you know, if you're doing cardio and you're also, you know, lifting weights and building muscle, it's kind of like, not only are we trying to teach our fellow people who are on the milk mm-hmm. discipline, but also give them love and speak life into them and show them who they are. Because God is calling out people, because he's like screaming, this is who you are.
Mm-hmm.
You are kings. Mm-hmm. You are royalty.
Right.
You know? And so it's like, if we are just not bound, you know, hey, you this, and discipline. And here's why, because when you see all this beauty, you're gonna fall into being disciplined,
right.
You know, and it's just gonna go hand in hand like cardio and lifting weights, you know?
Yes, indeed.
So that's just so important that people we build life into them and speak life and show them who they are until they're able to see it.
Yeah. You know, this life, in my opinion, is designed to destroy people.
Yes. It is.
Back to Robin Williams. Mm. This man had the financial ability to live the life most of us could only dream of.
Right.
And he killed himself.
Right.
Only that which is done for Christ will last.
Exactly.
I just,
There's no peace without God. No. I mean, you can only get peace from Christ. Why? Because he is the Prince of Peace.
And my heart goes out to those who are agnostic or those who are atheists. Because something has happened within their life. And they can't. I haven't talked to many atheists. I've talked to a lot of people that were agnostic and doubting the existence of God or the right and wrong in one particular religion or another. But most of just my personal encounter with individuals such as this, it's been something personal that's happened and a mindset has been shifted. And,
or they losing faith.
You know, or they lost faith.
But they're making it a science. Yeah, you know, yeah. And I talked to an atheist, you know, and he did all of this talking about everything else and about, you know, we are creators with our own hands and things like that and blah, blah, blah. And now I was quiet the whole entire time as he was talking. And
you better than me. What did you create? You created a human being?
And I mean, of course, we got into, no, we manifest what God has put here, though. But and I shut it down by saying, it's funny. We can create a lot of things off of manifesting what God has bought, you know, has given us.
Yeah.
But man has not been able to create blood. And he just.
No.
He just looked.
No.
I said, well, there you go.
No.
You know, shut it down.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I have a friend that passed away. He passed away like 2 days before my birthday, right? Atheist. And we used to work together and a real good dude, you know. And I was just, you know, I don't, people tell me they're atheist, I don't really bite the head of them. I just say,
right.
My typical question is, you know, what happened? You know, why'd you lose your faith if you ever had faith at all?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and most atheists I know, they lost faith in something, right? But anyway, so. He told me this story about, you know, why he lost his faith. I think his grandmother passed away or something. And so at that point, because he was like in high school or something, I think he was maybe like 15 or 16. And so he just started questioning him and his brother the same way. You know, they both are atheists. And his parents aren't. But he lost his faith. And I knew that. When I got the phone call that he passed away, and in certain circles, we think he may have committed suicide. So I'm not going to really get into that. But, I can only think that was the first thing that came to my mind, that he lost his faith, you know, and it makes you always remember that, you know, you're talking to people, you know,
you don't know when they're last.
You don't last. So, you know, you got to make sure, you know, you're walking the light. When people ask me, and we would have conversations all the time about, you know, TK, he would always say to me, man, TK, when I just got laid off, I was working for myself and it'd been like a year. And he was like, man, TK, I don't see how, you know, you out here, I couldn't do it, nah, nah, nah. I was like, dog, it's just faith. I mean, that's it. I mean, you know, God spoke to me twice before I got laid off. God spoke to me 6 months before I got laid off. Like, he put a date on my head, I need to leave my job. And then the day of, I had reinsurance on the resource I had to leave my job. And I got laid off a month prior to the day I wanted to leave. And I sat back in my head, well, I did say I want to quit in a month. You know what I mean? That's my rationale for me not freaking out. And so, you know, I seen how it works. You know what I'm saying? And so for people that I know that, you know, that are atheists, and I mean, I had a friend I used to work with, another chick, this is a better story. She was a straight atheist. Like, she just didn't believe in all of it. You know what I'm saying? She went to church. It was all hoo-ha to her. And she was in a car wreck. And she was like, had her car not turned a certain way, she would have got decapitated.
Wow.
And in that process, she said she saw an angel come to her. And after that, like, her whole life changed. And then after that, you know, she ended up getting married. Because she was, like, probably she was with some DJ dude, and it wasn't working out. And she was trying to commit to this dude, and it wasn't working out. Then after that, she had met this great guy, worked out. She was going to church. She goes to Watermark Church.
Okay.
Down the street from me, you know what I'm saying? Her whole life changed. And so, you know, and then I remember about a week ago on Facebook, she was posting this testimony that she posted, right? And it just goes to show, you know, God talks to us all the time.
Yeah.
No matter bad and good, he's going to talk to us. He's going to show us. And the thing is that because we really just don't know his plan. You know what I'm saying? You know, we can speculate. You know what I'm saying? We can, you know, we read about it. But then you don't really know how that's going to manifest in your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've read patches in the Bible where this has nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I've read patches about it. He talked directly to me and I shed a tear.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just a matter of time, and what I have read it apply to me at the time maybe applies to somebody else.
Right.
You know, so he works. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's funny that it's like that.
Right. And because you know who he is, you know, more importantly, is more of a reason as to why we are called to be his warriors, his warrior disciples. We are called to kick down the gates of hell, period.
Let me show you how God worked. So you say we're called. Mm-hmm. 1 Timothy 6:12 was the last scripture I was going to reference this evening. Mm-hmm. Fight the good fight of faith.
Yeah.
Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. So we're called to do great things.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the devil wants to do is get us off of our pivot, get us out of our lane, get us to, you know, just not be on our mission.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? The fact is, we are foreigners. We are aliens. We are pilgrims. This is not our home. For those who believe in Christ Jesus, this is not our final resting place.
There is no YOLO.
Nope. No, no, no. We got a caller. One Kingdom Radio, caller, you on there? Hello, One Kingdom Radio, caller, you on there? Okay, we have some technical difficulties, but you are absolutely right. There is no YOLO. Whether you're living in heaven with Christ, or you're living in Haiti.
Well, like one of my boys, you know, we had a conversation. One of my close partners, you know, we hadn't hung out in a while because, you know, I'm doing the One Kingdom stuff, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, he's doing his art stuff, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just at his crib chilling, right? And he was like confessing to me one day, like, man, TK, you know, I've been a bad friend of you. That happened to me twice. I had two friends admit they were bad friends of me. I didn't realize they were being bad friends of me, right? But he was like, yeah, TK, you know, been a bad friend to you, blah, 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 but you always there for me. I said, well, you know, that's just what God got in my heart. This is what I'm supposed to be doing, right? So we're going to come. He said, I see you walking by faith now. You're not the same person. I mean, your faith is stronger than when we first met or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so I remember saying to him, I said, well, you know, Fabio,
mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to say his name, but whatever. I still love him. I was saying to him, you know, this life, you know, it's simple, you know what I'm saying? You could be nice to people mm-hmm. and live a good life,
mm-hmm.
but I'm under the impression that after this life, there's another life.
Yeah.
And to get to that life, this is what I have to believe. This is how mm-hmm. I don't have to like it or not. I just have to accept it.
It's the truth.
And keep it moving. And so, because I could be nice to people,
right?
You know, but if what I'm doing isn't like, you know, getting people, you know, to know God, like people have to see God in me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I could talk it all day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, people got to just see it in me.
Right.
You know, and I've had perfect examples of people who talk to me, which I'm like, you know, because there's certain things about it I have never seen before, mm-hmm. and I'm going like, okay, but then another setting happens, and I'm going, well, you just told me this the other day,
mm-hmm.
and it's not a judgment thing. I'm just going, how did your attitude go from anger like that? If you know, you're talking about love and loving other people and stuff like
right.
that, and you know, and just. It's just crazy, but yeah, man, people just gotta see the God in you, dog. You gotta walk, you gotta believe it, you gotta just know, and
they have to see the strength in you, the boldness in you.
Yeah.
You know, getting back to just, you know, being that warrior, and because I mean that's what they're seeing in you
mm-hmm.
is the confidence. Is
yeah.
the, you know, how are you doing and how are you this and that and yeah. this and that. It's like because it's the strength that he's given me.
Right.
Okay. Again,
you know, I came from a place. I had a lot of church going family members. I wasn't raised in a church. I went to church with a few of my aunts, things of that nature. Very agnostic coming up. Wouldn't speak against God,
mm-hmm.
but wouldn't do anything to serve him either.
Right.
It's just one of them things. I ain't gonna touch that just in case it's the truth.
Right.
I don't want nothing to come back on me.
Right.
That's just how I thought.
I think that's how everyone thought.
You know. And then 2003, something like that. A few of my friends kept. Back then, Friendship West had a Saturday Night Live service.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, go to Saturday Night Live. Nah, I'm finna five just blunt. Let's just be honest. Nah, I'm good.
They gonna give me some Hennessy. If I just blind right quick, I, you know, Jesus, all right, I'm all right. Just being straight up. I just need to be transparent so people can see that there is a starting point to this journey.
Right.
Went first Saturday night. Now I didn't go high, but I went and felt like I was the only person in the sanctuary. I'm looking at folk like, did y'all tell this man something about me? He was speaking to the issues of my heart.
Right.
Went back the next Saturday night. Speaking to the issues of my heart. I accepted Christ right then and there. I could not leave up out of there. Right. Because I felt like, I don't know if I might live tomorrow.
Right.
But something happened when I was sitting in that sanctuary. Never had a conversation with Pastor Hank.
Right.
But I felt like he knew me. But the Spirit of the Lord knew me and spoke through him to me.
Right.
So I was like, I got to accept the Lord. So I say that to say this. Let me leave the people with this. When Jesus was talking in the book of Matthew, he was saying that his kingdom is not of this earth, nor do his followers fight for it.
Mm.
Jesus said one must become as a child, the meek and the humble gain entrance into heaven. It's two things. We got to be meek and we got to be humble.
Right.
The kingdom comes with Christ's physical second coming to earth. And then he will establish it and the church will co-rule and co-reign with him. There are those instead wanting to rule and reign now. Be not one of those individuals that's trying to build your own kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
If your ministry is not founded and rooted in the gospel and you're consistently checking yourself,
mm-hmm,
and you're trying to fight to remain meek, because when you start getting these people that's telling you, man, you wrote that word.
Yeah.
No, you got to check yourself right then and there, because if you don't, eventually Satan gonna come in and make you think that you're really doing something.
Right.
This is for something greater than what is here on earth.
That's right.
And I'm a warrior that's going to co-rule and I'm going to co-reign with Christ.
That's right.
And I encourage people to do the same. So we're going to take a little break.
All right.
You know, I hope that blessed somebody.
I don't think it's a break, man, but it's a...
We'll be right back.
All right.
Elevate.
Everybody's got their own religion. Everybody's got a set of rules. Yeah. We're so blinded by our own traditions, they become our version of the truth. Doctrinal obsession has become a substitution for relationship. And it's a shame that we're so busy judging one another. I was slipping further away from him. But this is what we do.
To admit it, I am a born sinner. Was born again at 17 and pushed into religion. Fresh out the womb of the wilderness, tried to be submissive. Religious rules was like the streets, I couldn't tell the difference. The highest standard is handed to those who seek forgiveness. The super saints made it hard from the start to discard all the scars I endured in the graveyard, cause they worship their rules and rituals more than they worship God. I'm a rebel with just cause. Stripped of all tradition, I finally see the truth that religion's a false image. This revelation has nothing to do with being Christian. In fact, it's the truth that makes Christianity more authentic. This is about relationship. It's far from the religions that aided to keep patrons far from the God of our repentance. From these man-made shackles, we all need deliverance. This spiritual segregation's methodical degradation. Wake up, wake up.
Religion,
for listening. This is Jackson on behalf of TK and Latoya Sherrell. We'll see y'all next week.
In this modern day, spiritualism is like conspiracy. We're told our strength is in Christ, but live it fearfully. The fact is, we're still hidden in shame. Got a pastor preaching guilt, manipulating our brains. Think that church is in the building, building a certain atmosphere. After the fears established, they're cashing in on our saddened tears. God loves a cheerful giver. They cheerful, but they taking popping off in prosperity. Yes, means of our salvation. Breaking this off with watered down messages and rules to abide by in order to get blessings in. Heavily stressing sin and lightly preaching hope, but somehow the accolades they flaunt makes them cleaner than soap. There's no relationship, busy being religious, trying to please man by misconstruing the scriptures. What we really need is the alignment of word and deed so he can set us free instead of disorganized division. It's ridiculous, ridiculous.
For years, everybody been going to FishbowlRadioNetwork.com, FishbowlRadio.com, and FBRN.us to tune in to our shows. Now, guess what? We had a TuneIn app. All you have to do is go to your app store, download TuneIn, and search for FBRN. From there, click on whatever bowl you want to listen to, and bam, you got it. Download the TuneIn app today.
All you singers, artists, and bands. If you're not using mobile marketing to promote your music, you gotta listen up.
The Fishbowl Network has joined with sayitbysong.com to provide text message marketing services to our music community. Just go to sayitbysong.com/fishbowl to check it out. With a mobile marketing campaign, you can create a short video or audio clip and send it to your fans and friends by way of mobile text message. You can also send a personal message or any other promotional content to advertise upcoming concerts, new album releases, and more. Text message marketing is where the music industry is headed, and we want to make sure you are in on the newest way to get your music out there. To set up your own text message campaign, go to sayitbysong.com/fishbowl.
Jump in.
The ISIS Project invites you to the annual Natural Hair Parade and Festival, hosted by Sam Putney, featuring Dallas's own Grand Marshal Erica Baidu, starting at MLK and Lamar Saturday, September the 6th at 10 a.m. For more information, call Naturally ISIS at 214-329-3820. IsisProject.co. That's Naturally ISIS at 214-329-3820.